Chesterfield, Chesterfield always wins first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack, give them a smell,
then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Miss Judy Garland. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present one of Chesterfield's four famous salesmen. Is it Arthur Godfrey?
No.
Is it Perry Como?
No.
Is it Bob Hope?
Oh, what you said. Definitely not.
Oh, in that case, you could only be Bing Crosby, darling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tallulah Carpenter. Now, if Miss Bankhead will forgive us, we'll drop her right here, because right now it's time to present a brown-eyed bundle of terrific talent. You'll agree this is no extravagant description when I tell you who. Miss Judy Garland.
Hi. Hi, Bing.
Judy, isn't it fascinating about radio? I mean, how coincidental radio is. Like, for instance, here I am standing talking right now to the greatest girl singer in the world.
Oh, I thank you, Bing.
I mean it. Only a second ago, Ken and I were standing here talking about another great girl singer.
Oh, who's that?
Tallulah Bankhead.
Well, I'll give up if she will.
I just can't figure it out, Judy. But far be it from me to try to prevent you girls from being catty.
Us girls? What about you men?
Oh, no, Judy. We may be worms, cads, heels, and scoundrels, but we're definitely not catty. When we are, we never mention names.
Never mention names?
No.
Didn't you tell me during rehearsal that you knew what the thing was?
I told you I knew what the thing was, but I was very cryptic about it. I was subtle. Huh? I merely said that you could hear him on the radio for Chesterfield every Tuesday night. That's all.
See, there you are, Bob Hope.
That, just like a woman, you see, you're mentioning names again. Nobody would have known, but I'll forgive you. Judy, if you'll sing the opening number with me tonight, would you do that? It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Big hit last Christmas, and it looks like it's going to be another big hit this Christmas, too. Is it agreed?
I'm ready if you are, Rudolph.
Rudolph? Let's go, John.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall about the most famous reindeer of all?
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddy?
Oh, no.
Is it Hart? Is it Schaffner? Is it Marx, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
It's just Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, him.
Had a very shiny nose.
So I've heard. They say if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like a hot radish. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names.
Rudolph is a red nose.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Go on, beat it, Rudolph. You can't go deer hunting with us.
Yeah, when deers go deer hunting, it's fun.
A lot more fun than people, boy.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say...
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
you go down in history. With his pink composites, his hairy snoot, his bugle echoed like a light as your root.
With his pink bazoo, he guided the sleigh.
He's a hero.
Why, Rudolph saved the day.
Oh, Rudolph has got his red nose in the Reindeer Hall of Fame.
Rudolph's the red-nosed favorite of the little reindeer dames.
Rudolph's a North Pole big shot rides around in Santa's sleigh.
Wearing a green fedora, smoking Chesterfields all the day.
Oh, now, come on, Rudy. Tell us, what's the secret of your success?
Well, it's just because I keep my nose so bright.
Huh? Not with alcohol.
Ah, had a call.
Oh, you devil.
This story has a moral. Anyone could plainly see.
Just keep your red nose gleaming. You'll go down in history.
Keep your nose a red, red rose.
If you keep your beak all pink and sleek.
And if you keep your snars maroon because.
You'll go down in history.
Bing and Judy. I'm sure people and reindeers listening in all over the world loved it.
Very big and gnome.
Really?
Now, if you're agreeable, I think we should roll up our respective sleeves, Ken, you and I, and sell some Chesterfields.
I'm right with you, Bing.
Well, folks like Ken and I have been telling you for these many weeks, you can easily prove to yourself that Chesterfield is the mild one.
Just smell them, smoke them, and compare them. Make your next pack Chesterfield. Then open it and enjoy that milder, mellow Chesterfield aroma. Compare it with the brand you've been smoking, and your nose will tell you the difference between Chesterfield and other cigarettes. Chesterfields are milder.
That's right. And tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. Tobacco men have been saying that for generations. You smoke them now, and you'll find Chesterfields are milder. And they leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
Yes, the country's first and only cigarette taste panel confirmed this fact. Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
So make your next pack Chesterfield, and you know how much pleasure and how much comfort a cigarette can give you. One of our business's greatest song delineators, Miss Judy Garland, singing one of the greatest songs of all time. This should be smashing.
Rock-a-bye, your baby. The Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang my cradle, mammy mine, right on that Mason Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the love that's in you. Weep no more, my lady, sing that song again for me. Just as all you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver the minute that you sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. My lady, sing that song again for me. Sing old Black Joe, just as all you had me on your knee.
great, Judy, really fine. I tell you, you're singing better every day. I wish I could say the same for myself.
Oh, no.
I wish I could.
Come on.
Well, you do, too.
Oh, wait a minute, Bing. Don't be so modest.
I'm not being modest.
Then don't be so frank.
Well, he's singing better every day, too.
Incidentally, Bing, I want to congratulate you on your new picture, Mr. Music. I saw it the other night.
Well, did you? Did you go to the sneak preview?
Yes, and all of us sneaks loved it.
Well, thanks. Hey, Mr. Music's a very daring picture, you know. In fact, it's the picture that everyone said Hollywood would never dare to make. So we made it in Santa Monica.
Yeah, ever since the Grunion have been running every night.
Hope it stirs up a few people when it comes out, let alone the Grunion.
Oh, it will, Bing. You know, every story about songwriters is successful. They've already made the stories of Victor Herbert, Cole Porter, Comer and Ruby, Jerome Kern.
Yuki Sharon.
they were all very popular with the public.
Yes, but Judy, those were all stories about professional songwriters. I got an idea to top any of those. Why don't you and I do a movie about amateur songwriters? There's millions of amateur songwriters. Everybody's trying to write songs.
I know. You know, I'm one myself.
Me too.
Well, we'll be a husband and wife team of struggling songwriters.
Good idea. That's a wonderful idea. I'll be the husband. You'll be the wife.
Great. You see? It's working perfectly already.
Why, this picture will be bigger than the life of George Jessel.
Oh? Did Fox make The Life of George Jessel?
Certainly. It's a wonderful picture, too. Panic in the Streets.
Georgie's a panic anywhere.
Idiot card. Listen, why don't we give the folks a little preview of our amateur songwriting movie? What do you say?
Well, what do we do for songs?
We'll make them up as we go along.
What do we do about a story?
It's a musical. Who needs a story? Give us a vamp, Ken.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the story of Judith and Yummy Yogurt.
I don't like my belly. I quit.
Two amateur and unsuccessful songwriters.
Stand by, folks, because this picture's going to tug at your heartstrings.
This is the only movie made where the audience will go out whistling the dialogue instead of the music.
For 10 long years, Judith and Yami have been struggling for recognition in the world of music. As the picture opens, we find them in their tiny apartment just off Tin Pan Alley. Yami is sitting on the piano bench, staring off into space.
Yummy. Yummy, why are you sitting on the piano bench staring off into space? What, are you composing?
No, just wishing we had a piano. We can't give up, Judith. I just got an idea for a song that the world has been waiting for. It's a torch song.
Oh, sing it to me, Yummy.
Okay, Mammy. Okay, Mammy.
Can I join you if you're not too hammy?
Now, you lay out now and write down the words as they come to him. I don't want to lose a precious syllable.
All right, okay.
Gee whiz, if you'd have written down Sam's song the first time it came to me, those other guys wouldn't have beat me to it.
First time it came to you, you were sitting in front of a jukebox listening to it.
Well, I'm liable to get inspired anywhere. I never know where it's going.
Okay, Yami, let's have your torch song.
Okay, it's pretty sad. I don't know why I am so tortured. It's for Billy Eckstein, this song. Every time I see you, I'm tortured. I might say I feel all right, but I still feel all wrong. My heart is crying its eyes out, as hearts will do in a song. Must I be so terribly tortured? It's no fun to be the one tortured. You're with someone new in our old apple orchard. I'm not only blue, I'm tortured.
twice tortured.
Also torture.
Yeah.
Say, listen, you know what?
What?
We should do a cheerful song, a bright song, a gay song.
Could, yeah, that might be. How about that song we were running through the other day? You know the one called Boise, Idaho?
Let's try it.
Okay, we might have more fun with Pocatello, though. Well, we're Boise, Idaho. Here we go. We'll go Boise.
Bring me in, John.
Why, hello.
Why, hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Me too.
We're both feeling okay.
Say, my bag's all packed.
For a trip out west, you mean out there where the sun shines best?
All set.
Oh, you bet.
Let's go back that way.
Here we are, just a little bit far from the place where we belong.
No, we ain't got a dime, but we're biding our time by always singing this song.
Ro-do-de-o, do-do-de-o, you'll never know how much we long for Boise, Idaho.
Oh, the girls from Butte are mighty cute, but we will let them go. For the girls are noisy when they come from Boise, Boise, Idaho.
Ro-do-de-o, do-do-de-o, you'll never know how much we long for Boise, Idaho.
We're on the right track, we don't need any signs to a little log cabin in the rustling pine.
Oh, baby mine, we're so happy that we don't mind to say goodbye to all the things we left behind.
Oh, my goodness, but it's not near to the place we'd like to play.
Oh, now before we go, there's one more thing that we would like to say.
And you know that it's
ro-do-de-o, ro-do-de-o.
You never know how much we long for Boise, Idaho. Boise, Idaho.
College. They're going to play here in the Junior Rose Bowl.
Good,
yeah. That'll be a hit, boy. We'll make millions on that Idaho song.
We'll be lucky if we wind up with a sack of potatoes. You know, the trouble with us is we're not in the groove. We should follow the popular trend of writing.
What do you mean? I've been following the trend. I've been all over town trying to peddle my song, my new song, Good Morning, Irene.
Oh, yummy. Irene's nothing in the morning. But, you know, what the people want are songs about famous painting. Now, look what happened with Mona Lisa.
Oh, Mona Lisa, that's a painting?
Of course.
Well, if the people want songs about paintings, I know a better painting than that.
What's your idea of a better painting than Mona Lisa? The girl in the white rock bottle?
It ain't bad. It's very colorful. But there's a painting I saw called the Blue Boy. Terrific.
Yeah.
Does that do anything to you, honey, Blue Boy?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I've got a sensational idea for some words.
Well, I'm always ready with a melody. Let's do it, huh?
Right.
Let's try Blue Boy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. The art gallery is calling to me. I'll hurry to my Blue Boy.
Burrows his name, so it says on the frame, but I call him my blue, oh, my little blue, blue, blue boy.
He's warm, he's real, I tell myself, but I know he ain't. One day I sneaked a kiss, tasted just like pain.
My heart is blue, Nash. In fact, it will match the color of my blue, blue boy.
Wow, that's a pretty little thing. That's great. That'll run Mona Lisa right out of town.
Yeah, they'll run us out with it.
What are you talking about? It's a great song.
Yes, but don't you think that the melody is just a little bit like My Blue Heaven?
It's exactly like My Blue Heaven.
That's our trouble, Yammy. We're not original. We're not creative. Look at us. Married 10 years, we haven't even got a child.
Oh, darling, when you get mad like this, you're so beautiful.
Who's mad?
Who's beautiful? Miss Annabelle Lee, who's wonderful? Who's... Say, that's a great idea for a song, Who's Beautiful?
Oh, yeah, hmm? I'm afraid it's hopeless. We'll never have a hit. We'll always be struggling. We'll never know luxury. We'll never have any happiness. We'll never have any lush moments.
Oh, Judith, how can you say that? We have each other. We're together. These are our lush moments.
John Gielgud.
These lush moments, how I adore. These lush moments thrill to the core. Our romance is quiet and solemn, but dreams keep running up and down my spinal column.
It's lush music. No rush music. Pat Morrison and Alfred Drake say we'll meet again in the same rendezvous.
Let's not brush the hush of these lush moments with you.
That's it, folks. These lush moments is the happy ending to the movie which Judy and I intend to make just as soon as television blows over.
Let's make it now and release it on television. That'll help it blow over.
That'll move it. Quick thinking, Judith. Now, if you'll excuse me for a moment, we'd like to turn from the amateur songwriters to the pros in a new Christmas tune, a jumpy little thing, real bouncy, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, called Papa Santa Claus.
Toys gave a party for Papa Santa Claus, and it was the party of the year. Well, they all brought a present for Papa Santa Claus, and he grinned from ear to ear.
There was brand new harness for the reindeer, new jingle bells for the sleigh, and they all wished him a Merry Christmas, and the Toyland band began to play.
And the North Pole rocked and rocked with laughter and applause when the toys gave a party for Papa Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, 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 ho! The wooden soldiers marched around the room. Big bass drum went boom, 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 boom.
And Johnny O'King Boom on his pipe and bow,
and join the other dolls and dance the polka.
The Gingham cowboy rode his rocking horse
and tried to rope an Indian, of course. But when the circus clown put on a lady's gown, they laughed so hard a chandelier fell down.
Toys gave a party for Papa Santa Claus, and it was the party of the year.
Ho, ho, the party of the year. They all brought a present for Papa Santa Claus, and he grinned from ear to ear. And the North Pole rocked and rocked with laughter and applause when the toys gave a party.
They gave a happy little party for...
They gave a party for Papa Santa Claus.
That was swell. Very very, very good, Papa Santa Claus.
Papa Santa Claus? Oh, you saw my picture on the Chesterfield Christmas carton, eh, Judy?
Yes, sir, and I've already put in my order for the Christmas cartons. You know, they make wonderful gifts.
Well, you can't go wrong there, Judy. The Chesterfield gift carton is just the thing for Dad, Aunt Susie, Uncle Jake.
And the milkman, the mailman, the grocery boy.
Sure. For just about everybody on your Christmas list. Friends, this year's Christmas carton of Chesterfield's is the greatest of them all. It says best of cheer and best of smoking, as only a Chesterfield Christmas carton can say it. It stars Bing Crosby as Papa Santa Claus, and it's complete from Santa's sleigh to the red-nosed reindeer. This year, give Crosby for Christmas. Give cartons of Chesterfield's. Order today at your favorite cigarette dealer.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield, always wins first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack, give them a smell,
then you'll smoke them.
Here's a nice song. It's about 12 or 15 years old, I guess. It's enjoying quite a revival on the radio, on the television, on the discs.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. Those same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and to kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering. Other harbor lights will steal your love from you.
That's got to get it for tonight. My thanks to Judy Garland for paying us such a mighty merry visit.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, Bing. Who's going to be with you next week?
Next week, Judy, got a real rip-snorting time coming up. Hopalong Cassidy's going to be our guest.
Oh, a name dropper?
No, it's a fact. Hoppy's going to be here.
Well, I'm sure going to put on my Hopalong Cassidy outfit and tune in.
Judy, do you have a Hopalong Cassidy suit?
Who hasn't?
I don't think Gene Autry's got one.
Oh, well, Gene ought to get with it.
Well, good night, Mammy.
Good night, Yammy.
Yeah, good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield. That's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
This is Sherman Billingsley reporting from My Store Club in New York. You know, our number one cigarette is Chesterfield. And when customers ask for a long cigarette, I always recommend Fatima. It says right on the golden yellow package, they're extra mild. And they sure are. At the Stork Club, we only recommend the best. Number one, Chesterfield. And King Size Fatima, the best of all long cigarettes.
Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Hopalong Cassidy and Miss Peggy Lee. And remember, folks, automatic saving is sure saving. Invest in United States savings bonds.